This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, June 27th. God's word to you today is love obeys. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, verses 23 to 24, and it says, Jesus replied, "All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I'm telling you is from the Father who sent me." John 2, verses 7 to 8 says, Jesus told the servants, "Fill the jars with water." When the jars had been filled, he said, "Now dip some out and take to the master of ceremonies." So the servants followed his instructions. The key thing about this passage of scripture is that the servants and the disciples did exactly what they were told. I try to put myself in their shoes. I can be very curious. I'm listening to a conversation between mother and son. Mother says to son, "They do not have wine." Son says, "I have nothing to do with that." Mother says, "Do something." Then son decides to do. So they send me to fetch and take the water that will become wine to the master of ceremonies. I probably will attempt to taste it on the way. Would you not want to taste it, or am I the only one? My personality is very curious. I would want to find out if water can and if the water has really become wine. In fact, I would put some aside, not because I want to steal it, but I want to experience this experiment firsthand. The servants did not do that. The Bible says they followed the instructions obediently. They did exactly as they were told. It is so important to obey. 1 Samuel 15 verse 22 says, "So Samuel said, 'Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed better than the fat of rams.'" This is from the New King James Version. Obedience and love are so intertwined. Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me, you will obey me. You will do what I have told you to do." Something is wrong with claiming to love God but hating people. If you do not love the man you can see, how can you love the God you cannot see? Similarly, if you cannot obey the man you can see, how can you obey the God you cannot see? Your husband says, "Let's do A." A is not a sin, and it is not against God's will. You claim you obey God, but you disobey your husband. Something is wrong with that. If A is against God's will or a sin, obviously you have to talk about it. Most times when God wants to test your obedience to him, he tests your obedience to men. If you cannot obey the man you can see, how can you obey the God you cannot see? Most times when God wants to test your love for him, he tests your love for men. Matthew 25 verses 35 to 40 says, "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you, sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "As you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me." This is taken from the English Standard Version. In other words, if you can love the men you see, you have loved God. Let us pray. Father, please help me walk in total obedience. Help me demonstrate my love for God through my love for God's people. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.jesusfirstchurch.com. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.